I was just thinking about this MLB trade deadline. Let me just start by saying it's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. My sports knowledge is not very great. So in order to talk about the winners and losers of the trade deadline that came and went, we have brought in another expert. Of course, we have our own Dave Ennett, but we need someone else. So WGN Radio's afternoon sports anchor, Kevin Powell, will be joining us as well. Hey, K-Pow.
Hey, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Here's what I know. White Sox, lack of movement. Cubs, Wilson Contreras still wearing a Cubs uniform. Is that all I need to know, or is there more?
There's a little more, but yeah, on the surface, that's about what you need to know. It was a very quiet deadline, as Dave put it at 7:30. It's look, I think if we want to start with the Cubs, I was very surprised Wilson Contreras wasn't moved because he's going to be a free agent. And I think a lot of people were surprised that Wilson Contreras, who offensively is one of the best catchers in all of baseball, that the Cubs weren't able to get anything for him as he's set to hit free agency. And I don't know exactly how the Cubs feel about him as a player. I know how the fans feel about him. He was part of the World Series team. He's been a very passionate player on the North Side now for 6 or 7 years. And I was surprised that they didn't move Wilson Contreras, you know, especially just a week ago. He was tearful at Wrigley Field, thinking it was his final game at Wrigley with the Cubs, and now he remains with the team. For Ian Happ, I wasn't that surprised he wasn't traded. I mean, I think his value was pretty high considering his positional flexibility and the fact that a team, if they were to have traded for him, would have had one more year of contractual control with Ian Happ. So with Contreras, very surprised. Ian Happ, little surprised, but it still makes sense for the Cubs to keep him. As for the White Sox, the general manager himself came out after the deadline, just a couple hours after the deadline, and he expressed his disappointment. So if the general manager's coming out and starting his press conference with reporters talking about how disappointed he is, yeah, it's a loss for the White Sox at the trade deadline. They had been aggressive. Last year they were aggressive. Cubs were big-time sellers last year, as we all remember. So a quiet deadline for both teams, and I would say overall a disappointing deadline for both teams.
Two very different situations, obviously.
And, yeah.
And, you know, it's got to be so awkward now with the Cubs. And look, I think Contreras took it as well as he can. He was clearly shopped around for a while. He gave his tearful goodbye at Wrigley Field last week. He got the repeated ovations. So now what's it going to be like when the Cubs come home after the series in St. Louis? They come back to Wrigley Field and, you know, now all of a sudden a guy that nobody expected to be there is still there. I can't really think, Kevin, of too many parallels to this kind of a situation. It's just normally when there's that much smoke, the house is totally on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't even a doubt a guy's getting traded.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because now they're in the position where, you know, the weeks leading up to the deadline, Cubs fans were kind of bummed, right? They didn't want to see Wilson Contreras leave the team. Everybody loves Wilson Contreras if you're a Cubs fan. And then now they don't trade him, and everyone's like, well, they probably should have traded him.
Yeah. Or they're thinking, what's wrong with him? Right?
Yeah, what's wrong
Knowing
with
Cubs
him?
Yeah. You know, you're probably thinking, why couldn't they get more for him?
Yeah, you know, if there is a knock on Wilson Contreras, and this is, you know, the deep dive of baseball analytics and stats and things like that, it's that maybe Wilson Contreras isn't the greatest defensive catcher when it comes to calling games and framing and, you know, manning behind home plate and things like that. We know how strong his arm is, and we know how great his bat is, so maybe that's somehow factored into what teams were willing to give the Cubs and the fact that he's a rental, and if Jed Hoyer really didn't feel like they were getting the appropriate value for Wilson Contreras. But I'm surprised that a team around baseball, I mean, Cleveland would have made sense for him, maybe Tampa, who could use a catcher, would maybe even just overlook that a little bit and say, this guy offensively is one of the best in baseball, you don't often get a catcher with Contreras's type of offensive ability. So it's strange. I mean, Jed Hoyer was talked about, you know, what is your opinion about Wilson Contreras? And, you know, it wasn't necessarily the most glowing response. It wasn't bad by any means, but he talked about, you know, I love him as a passion, you know, he's a passionate player. He didn't really get into the little things in terms of Contreras, the player, about what he brings, but it was surprised. I know they had some arbitration issues earlier in the year when it, you know, the Cubs were, I think it was Dave, if you remember, maybe just over a very small amount about what the Cubs should be paying Contreras this year. So maybe the Cubs just don't see eye to eye with Contreras's team about what sort of player he is. And then maybe the Cubs also didn't see eye to eye with other front offices about what Contreras brings. So it was this kind of a strange deadline for both teams.
Well, we have to wrap this up, but I have to hear from both of you. What do you think about the Tony La Russa resting his eyes? Is he getting what he deserves with all the memes and everything?
You know, I think that there are a lot of things that you can look at. If somebody momentarily, if the camera catches them in a moment where it, maybe he was just, I mean, you've done this,
yeah,
Wendy, where you just kind of close your eyes for a second, not to sleep,
right?
But you're just kind of gathering your thoughts or whatever. I don't know. There's no way any of us can get inside his head and know what was going on. But these guys have to be aware that they're always on camera.
I know.
Just like David Ross when he's flipping the double bird.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be aware
there
are cameras. And just like we have to be aware in the studio that there's always a microphone
right
in front of us.
So. Yeah, I think that fans at this point, and it's Twitter, it's social media, they are not going to miss an opportunity to jump
right
on Tony La Russa at this point, and that's exactly what it was. So you can be mad at Tony La Russa if you're a Sox fan, but you can also look at the players, and not to be a downer about last night's win, but they still played some sloppy baseball last night. They've got a lot of work to do.
Well, thank you, Kevin Powell. You will hear him later this afternoon with Lisa Dent and Steve Bertrand and Mary and everybody else. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
You as well.